set off live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's live Saturday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. We have all kinds of different ways that you can benefit from the website, whether it's the Shrine of Female Listeners, where you can go see the dozens of ladies who have sent us our picture proving they listen to Free Talk Live. The cam, you can go see us doing the show at cam.freetalklive.com. You can listen there. There's a chat room. There's all different kinds of different ways to listen to Free Talk Live. You can see that at listen.freetalklive.com. Got live streams, 100 radio stations, satellite options, webcam, listen lines, all different ways at listen.freetalklive.com. You know, in the past, we have dealt with censure regarding our opinions on conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. And it may be that we are dealing with it right now again. Let me tell you a story about what happened in Kalispell, Montana. We were on a station there. Well, I think it was on the FM dial, powerful station. I mean, you know, it's powerful in that it puts out a lot of wattage. You're talking about Kalispell, Montana, not the most populous metro in the United States. But, you know, it was on the FM dial. It was a popular station.
And it had a very active listener base,
it certainly did.
Recall.
And they, they were very into the conspiracy theory angle of things. And we, you know, on Free Talk Live try to take the most critical thinking, logical thinking that we can on every issue. Now, I'm not going to propose to know everything about everything, but I will propose that you can't research your way into the truth on a lot of issues. Because, let's talk about 9/11 for a second. If you could spend your whole life trying to research 9/11 and not come up with what the truth is, because it's so muddled, there's so many things, so many facts, so many stories, all these, these ideas that are out there. Lots of people believe the government did it. Lots of people believe, you know, some shadowy organization did it. Some people believe that it was, the terrorists. Some people believe, you know, just all kinds of different things.
Well, you know, reality can be hard to discern sometimes. I agree with that. And generally, I'm a person who thinks that there is truth that can be found out there in the universe. And I'm a scientist, and so I love to do research. But another important thing about doing research is choosing your research questions wisely, right? Like, what is... You know, you could dedicate your whole life to doing research, but are you doing research on something that's relevant, that's going to meet your ends, right? That's going to help people or do whatever it is that you want to accomplish in your life.
Here on Free Talk Live tonight, I have declared the 9/11 truth conspiracy theory to be dead. And here's why. Not because it's not true, because I don't know whether it's not true, and nobody who proposes whatever theory they propose, because there's a myriad of them out there, they don't know whether it's true either. They have some ideas. They have some facts. There's certainly some interesting...
They've got lots of factoids.
There are interesting facts out there and factoids. Facts, facts are facts, and factoids sound like facts. They're trippy. these are... You know, it's impossible for anybody to know. But what I can tell you for sure is that I think that at some point along the continuum, along chronologically, it's going to become irrelevant. If it was, in fact, a United States government conspiracy to sink the Maine in order to start the Spanish-American War, that would be an interesting thing to tell a history class, but it means nothing in today's life. The JFK conspiracy, the granddaddy of conspiracy theories until 9/11 came along. Most people believe some conspiracy in the United States believe some conspiracy theory behind the JFK. Most people will not say, I believe the Warren Commission and everything they said, because to them it seems ludicrous.
There are conspiracy theories about the conspiracy theories, like meta-conspiracy theories.
And what all it's proven at this point is that you can get a majority of the people to believe your conspiracy theory, and it still doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you were hoping to achieve with your conspiracy theory didn't happen, because... Nobody cares.
And that varies what they say they're trying to achieve. Some people say with the 9/11 conspiracy that they want to bring George Bush and Dick Cheney up and Paul Wolfowitz up on trial,
does
right?
anybody believe that's going to happen?
No.
Call in at 855-450-3733 if you think that there's a possible future where George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Paul Wolfowitz are going to be brought up on charges for their participation in the bombing of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on 9/11.
No, you know, I don't dispute that all of those men have been responsible for things that have been really terrible. And, you know, probably loss of a lot of lives. But I don't think the government is ever going to try itself. They're all on the same team, and they're all on the same team with the people who would prosecute them.
And I hate to use, you know, sort of these worn out sayings and things like that. But there's this old saying, arguing about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin.
Yes.
And I think that that's what I'm alluding to here when we're talking about the 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Here's what
I think the 9/11 conspiracy theories are good for at this point. Just the conspiracy theories, not, you know, what people accept as truth. And I think the majority of people accept as truth the mainstream media's take on it, which, by the way, shows the government to be incompetent and culpable from a negligent standpoint.
Right.
So what the 9/11 conspiracy theories do is sell survival products and you know, get people to listen to radio shows and things, and they sell books and media about people that would be experts in this area.
That is exactly it, Mark. You know, you said a couple of times before that this whole thing accomplishes nothing or it's irrelevant, and I think actually it's worse than irrelevant. I think it's harmful because people get stuck in this mentality of fear. And they're doing all this research and trying to find out all these facts. And it's like, if you can just find out more facts, well, then what? No, they're just sitting there being afraid, and they're buying all these survivalist products, and they're, you know, they're getting really angry with people when they don't accept their story. Do you ever notice that?
Oh, yes.
Like, I've talked to a lot of people
We got pulled off the air in Kalispell, Montana, because they were angry with our take on conspiracy theories. It may be what has happened this evening on one of our stations. I don't know. I don't have a full story.
Oh, I'm sorry. You never finished. I never let you finish that story, right? Did I interrupt you or something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But we got pulled off in Kalispell, and it was because conspiracy theorists were angry because they didn't want to hear what we had to say.
Yeah, but did we touch on the fact that tonight the same thing has happened? There was a station...
A station has pulled us off because they don't like our 9/11 take, which, you know, that's their station. They get to do what they want.
Sure.
And I want to provide excellent customer service to my stations. There's no doubt about it. But I would like to point out, if this, you know, it's because of our take on conspiracy theories, that what I have found in the conspiracy theory movement, and frankly, I've gotten a lot of calls from conspiracy theorists, is a great deal of intractability and a desire to not listen to other sides of the story.
And an anger. I've talked to a lot of them as well, and I've heard a lot of them make calls and stuff. And, you know, there are a few who are articulate, but a lot of them... basically just get angry when you ask them questions and try to ferret out further what it is that they're trying to say. And I've had people say stuff to me like, well, all the GMO foods are killing people, and the 9/11 was an inside job. And then I'll say, okay, well, wait a minute. Can you break this down for me a little bit more? I'm trying to understand this part. What do you mean when you say that there was thermite, and what is thermite? And they'll just say, You just buy the mainstream media. You're a sheeple. You're an idiot. You know. And
well, I'm getting called a gatekeeper for the New World Order, which I guess is a real step up.
Yeah, you're still in for those checks, right?
I wish the New World Order would send me a check.
Yeah,
you know,
can you
share
that with me?
If I'm going to be a shill for them, gosh darn it, I need a check. And this is what causes me. You know, when somebody is long on emotion and short on facts.
Yeah.
Then
or short on credible facts, because they have facts, but I mean. Not all evidence is equally credible, right?
And you know, this is the thing, is I cannot go into the ring with a well-informed 9/11 conspiracy theorist and talk to them about the facts of their situation, because, you know, that would be the job for someone else. And frankly, you can't even have a debate on the subject, because you have to be able to research whatever it is they say. They can make whatever claim they want, thermite and whatever, then you have to do research on that claim in order to prove or disprove it, as you know, from the scientific method standpoint.
Right. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, and so the burden of proof should not be on you to prove that this outlandish thing is not true.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. Is it worth talking about conspiracy theories?
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It is an interactive show. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com and get it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com. Let's go to Mike in Charleston, listening to WSCC. Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's well.
Sir and ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, so I know you guys have been talking a lot about conspiracy theorists and how they think and how they act. Well, I figured out something that works for me. I mean, I'm not sure if it'll work for everyone, but what I do is I listen to and
you listen to what?
I'll listen to conspiracy theorists and hear mm-hmm. what they have to say. And then, you know, I do my own research. I find stuff out, but I don't buy into them. Main thing I like to do is just be prepared. So I don't go out buy a survival kit, but I like to think that I'd know what to do if there was a situation to where, you know, so a lot of people say that they would, they want to kill our economy and, mm-hmm. and make a one world government. But I like to think that, you know I'd be prepared for that.
Yeah, I think it's a really fine line between being prepared for anything that may happen. Because, you know, natural disasters happen. That's a good reason to have preparedness stuff.
It's good to have...
Even if the economy doesn't
collapse.
A
solar backup unit, some chickens. There's this great book about...
a generator, you know.
But there's a fine line, though, between being prepared and being, like, letting the preparedness and fear kind of consume your life.
I agree. Some people are very eccentric.
Yeah.
There's an interesting a book out there, and I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but essentially it's a book on how to eat off the land, essentially wild growing food.
Yeah.
And they point out things that would, you know, might not, you wouldn't necessarily find in the grocery store, although pine nuts are in the grocery store, and usually really expensive, by the way, and certain mushrooms and things like that. But they point out in this one book how you can essentially eat off the land. And one would think that that would be a very valuable tool if for whatever reason the big one comes and all of our electricity is blown up and you got to eat the dog and that kind of situation. Now, there isn't a lot to point to situations where that has occurred in human history, shy of war. But we are in a situation that is, you know, unusual here in the United States where we have a fiat currency that, you know, is now the world's reserve currency. And it seems to be showing signs of beginning to shake and maybe even fail. So I don't know. I'm not going to propose to know. I live my life in such a fashion where I've got a garden and some chickens.
Yep, me too. I got a garden, I got some chickens, and I got some gold. Just a little bit of gold, just in case.
You got a rooster?
Yeah.
You wake up early?
Roosters.
It's nice how they've got something to say early in the morning, don't they? Mike, I appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. I can't tell you how often I've wanted to kill that animal.
You may get to someday. If the economy gets really bad, Mark, he's just waiting for the day.
When are they going to breed? I mean, you know, they talk about all these GMO, genetically modified organisms and things like that. When do we get the crowless rooster? You know, I'll take a couple of crows a day. Fine. You want a crow at 9 o'clock in the morning? I'm cool with that. You can belt out a couple. But this starting at the middle in the middle of the night and going on, it drives me nuts. Let's go to Colin in Delaware. Listen to WGMD. Colin.
Collins with an F.
Okay, Collins.
You know, you were talking about using rational arguments or, you know, getting evidence to refute these outlandish claims by people who have these crazy conspiracy theories, but I wish I could remember whose quote this is, but I know I'm going to butcher it, but it is, you can't use reason to reason somebody out of a position they didn't use reason to get to.
Makes sense.
I mean, if their basic, you know, premise and everything is based in crazy land, then the only way you're going to get them out of that is to start your argument in crazy land.
Yeah, Collins, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. And I think that when it's clear that someone, I mean, some of them do think that their position is rational, and some of them are, you know, have more of a rational aspect than others. But I think for a lot of them, it's a matter of kind of hearing their fear and like maybe empathizing with them to try to get through to them and make a connection. Because otherwise, he's right. You're not going to use reason to convince someone who's not reason-based.
Yeah, it doesn't. Usually, when I am talking to someone and they start talking about the Trilateral Commission and all that stuff, and I just go, okay. I just start nodding and smiling and just saying, yeah, oh, yeah, I see, yeah. I never even tried to.
Well, I've been put in situations
to talk them out of it.
Where I'm talking to somebody and they come up with some, you know, study or another that they're quoting, and it's impossible to know these things off the top of your head. I mean, you have to assume that everything that you're told is not true, and then you can go and research it and find out if it is true. And the thing is that the conclusion I've come to is there's some people that have some really interesting arguments on the side of the conspiracy theories, and they have some studies that they claim are, valid and all this other stuff.
And there are counterclaims, too.
And there are.
Yeah.
But there's no way for me to sort through these myriad of claims and come up with a belief system. So what I've chosen to do is take the default belief system, which people propagate in the media, and people generally seem to, if you were to ask them what happened, 90-something percent of America would say, well, this is what happened, and they would include terrorists hijacking airplanes and flying them into buildings. I take that because it is the general story, and I attempt to work with it. Whereas,
I would argue that you don't have to pick a belief system. You know, you could remain agnostic on it, I guess.
That's all I can say is I don't really, truly know.
Yep.
But if the argument is the terrorists hijacked. Thank you, Colin. I guess I talked Collins into the dirt.
He had a good point.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So if the point is that the terrorists have done this, then one of two things is true. And that is either A, they hate us for our freedoms, as George Bush said. And if they hate us for our freedoms, they won because we have fewer freedoms in 2011 than we did in 2001. Just try to take a plane ride and see if you don't have fewer freedoms.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard somebody come on the radio last night and say, we're the freest country, we're just as free as we were before. Really?
Oh, really?
Really? Because
wow.
The TSA is going around to bus stations and train stations and doing shakedowns and pat-downs. There are people
riding. What about
the
internal immigration checkpoints that are all over the place?
Right, within 100
miles in from the border.
Within 100 miles. I mean,
one in New Hampshire.
They're saying, what they're saying is on the aggregate, white people, and they said the vast majority of Americans. Okay,
oh, that was
that's the
secret code speak.
The code
white
speak
people,
that they they said is that essentially if you don't fit some kind of stereotype, then you should be fine. But they're using these things. Well, you look kind of Mexican. You could be an illegal alien. Why don't you produce some papers? And or you look like you could be Arab.
I hear
let's,
so many
why don't you
horror
come over here
stories
and let us talk to you
about immigration from my coworkers who are largely not U.S. citizens.
Yeah. And, that's not America. Picking
no.
people out? No. 855-450-3733. What do you think?
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to A3P.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You know, you can't listen to talk radio without hearing ads for gold, and they might be hearing some for silver, but definitely gold. Free Talk Live has tried to make it easy for you to find out how to purchase gold. When I found it to be very difficult when I tried to look into it. It was confusing. And you couldn't price comparison because it wouldn't give you an ability to compare apples to apples. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. I have picked some gold and silver pieces there that should be easy for you to comparison shop with other gold purveyors. Not only will you be getting some of the best rates on the internet, because I'm confident that you will, you'll also be supporting Free Talk Live. We get a little cut of it. We work with Midas Resources. They syndicate the show, as a matter of fact, through their sister company, Genesis Communications Network. And so we get a percentage of what you purchase, and it's still going to be lower than pretty much anything else you're going to find. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jose in Tallahassee. Call us at 855-450-FREE. Jose?
Hey.
What's going on?
Well, I was listening to you guys a little bit talk about the conspiracy theories, and while I in no means advocate believing the official line, I think a lot of times things kind of get carried away where they would be fairly easy to thought about in kind of a logical way knocked down. For example, you have people that say, we never went to the moon.
Yes. And now they have telescopes, by the way, apparently that are so powerful that they can see the footprints and the flag on the moon.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And I always thought, well, if we hadn't done that, didn't the Russians have, like, tracking equipment? Wouldn't they have spoken up and said, no, wait a minute, these guys are full of it?
Yeah, yeah, because historical context, they were really...
They were trying to beat the U.S. in getting there. So,
and to me, this is the single biggest flaw in the conspiracy theory angle as far as 9/11 goes. You would have to literally have thousands of people in on the conspiracy, and they would have to still be in on it 10 years later and not assume that things have gone poorly. None of them come forward with any kind
exactly.
of evidence.
Or even, like, you know, you have a lot of people that say, well, the buildings were wired to fall. And you say, okay, so dragging thousands of feet of cable and explosives, and wouldn't it be just much easier to find 20 guys who are crazy enough to fly an airplane into
yeah.
a building?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
One could propose.
Like I said, I'm not saying believe
Occam's
the official
razor,
line always.
Right.
Right. Right. One could propose that even the CIA set up the terrorists or whatever. I mean, but
right.
to
but
me,
even then, wouldn't it be easier just to find 20 guys who are willing to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. The suggestion is that the steel won't burn and all these other things. In fact, I saw a video where they used one of the I-beams they claimed was a similar, you know, the same type as they had in the World Trade Center, and they put fire underneath it with jet fuel, which is like diesel fuel or whatever, and they made it
yeah.
warp enough that it fell. And you would think... Go ahead.
No, where I would say, well, duh, yeah, it can happen. I mean, I'm not saying, even if you posit that, okay, they were set up and it was done on purpose and, you know, the big world government or the U.S. government was behind it. When you start saying, no, they really carried literally thousands of feet of cable inside the walls while nobody saw them and set up explosives and, you know, to
right,
me,
and there were like 10,000
right there.
There were tens
yeah.
of thousands of people who worked in those buildings and nearby
every
and,
day, and
nobody noticed anything.
Well,
so
at the end, you have to understand that the people that were wiring it up now have to, none of them have found Jesus apparently, and come to the truth
right.
that they
you
know,
exactly.
You know, just,
not even the guy who like just drove the truck of the miles of wires, you know,
it would have taken months to do this
in the
wiring.
Of a drunken stupor, that's what he did, you know. Yeah,
yeah.
So like I said, I'm not saying always believe the official line, but sometimes these things kind of, like, if you think about it logically, they mm-hmm. kind of knock themselves down.
Yeah, I don't know, and this is the point that I'm going to continue to take, is I don't know. Obviously, I don't believe the government story either, and if the government story is essentially that it is complicit in this because through negligence, I mean, that they knew, that the FBI knew that the conspiracy theorists were doing, or excuse me, that the terrorists were doing what they were doing. I don't mean to say the conspiracy theorists were
yeah.
doing this.
No, there were all
they were
these
doing this
government
and,
agencies
yeah,
who had
they
information.
They couldn't even communicate amongst themselves.
Right.
Right.
So, Jose,
well,
I appreciate it.
You know, I think at the very least is, like, even if you believe the government story and that everything is exactly as they say and they completely caught everybody when they're passed down, then at the very least, that means everybody's fired. Because it's
yeah.
your job to not
They're not
going to
do that either.
Everybody's fired. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, they didn't even fire the janitor.
Maybe you've come
you
up
know?
With the counter to my statement, which is why I believe conspiracy theories when they don't really accomplish anything. Like, maybe the counter is why I believe the official story when it didn't result in anything either.
Well, yeah, who lost their job, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, nobody.
Thank you, Jose, for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
I believe we've talked ourselves into a circle. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Michael in Charleston. Michael?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
All's well.
I'm stunned sometimes by the people who will vigorously and certainly blindly defend the official story that's been very carefully shoved down the American throat. And when you start to bring up pesky little facts that can be verified, it starts to unnerve them a bit. I've been uninvited to several gatherings, even small parties, that examine some of the harder, more inconvenient facts surrounding the attacks. I could give you a couple of examples. I don't want to, you know, beat you to death or anything.
Well, I'll hear your examples in just a second, Michael, but what you
okay.
say brings up a reminds me of a situation. A friend of mine,
okay.
I'm in the radio business, and, you know, obviously I have friends in the radio business, and a friend of mine worked at a local station, and there was this fella that would come by every single day and present him with new facts about the 9/11 situation. And
mm-hmm.
this was obviously years ago. But every single day he would present him with some new facts and try to get him on board with the
oh,
ideas.
Yeah.
My partner
oh,
didn't
my
want
God.
To hear it at all.
I know the type. Believe me, it's imperative that you believe as they do. Believe me, I know the type. Go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's it. I just wanted to share that, you know, I understand. I don't know you, and I'm not going to say you were uninvited to parties because you were being rude or anything like that. I'm just saying that there are some people who believe the stories in the conspiracy theory realm. And some of these stories, by the way, are insane, like lizard people, Stapleton Airport, did this,
right,
and
right.
All kinds of stories. So,
right.
I mean, you'll find people that are mentally ill that will...
They are.
So go on with your factoids here.
Well, one, I think probably I'm going to try to stick with the more compelling of the many that I could list. There's never really been an explanation in the mainstream media or anywhere, even remotely mainstream, addressing Cheney's strange whereabouts and Cheney's strange behavior in the months leading to 9/11. One important fact is that Cheney was granted. Now, I suppose he was he had requested, because I'm not sure why he would be granted, but he was granted complete command and control of all U.S. military aviation drills about 4 months before the 9/11 attacks.
Okay.
Now that's a little. Well, it raises some eyebrows, but.
Well, I've heard the suggestion that George Bush spent a lot of time golfing and taking vacations prior to the 9/11 situation, and maybe Cheney was – I mean, he is the vice president. He's the next mm-hmm. guy down. If I stepped down and took a vacation
– But those training drills had never been a presidential or vice presidential or executive branch matter.
Okay.
Those were always determined by military, by the military chain of command. Where they needed to drill and for what reasons, what threats they needed to address or prepare for. So this was an unprecedented authority given to the Vice President of the United States.
Michael.
Never before.
Michael,
okay.
I appreciate the call. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
~855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. If you're wondering what SACL CAI is, it's a company that handles accounts receivable for your business. If you didn't get into business in order to do collections and bills and all that stuff, but you really was passionate about what you do, SACL CAI can take care of that stuff for you. They do their business in a way that protects your business. They treat your clients with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. They're the top banner on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. They have been a major sponsor of Free Talk Live throughout the years. It's SACL CAI. Stephanie, you know, I don't know whether the show tonight has been about 9/11, the retrospective, or whether it's been about conspiracy theories. I don't know. I think that these, for me, these issues tend to be sort of wrapped up together. You know, maybe it's just my experience being a radio talk show host that lots of people, you know, very verbose people that will call in and want to talk about conspiracy theories. You know, nice folks. I'm not saying that they're not.
Some of them are nice, just like any group of people, you know.
Some of them are bat-ass crazy, right?
So, right. You know. You could still be crazy and nice, right?
Yeah, you can.
But some of them are belligerent and some of them are really
indeed
aggressive about
I've
it.
I've been told, you know, I'm a gatekeeper for the New World Order and just simply because I refuse to take, you know, facts that are just given to me. And, you know, you've got to research things in order to find out the truth. But there's also this research rabbit hole. And there's this conspiracy theory rabbit hole, too, out there, where it's not just some factions of the government, higher ups in the government, put together what apparently must have been thousands of people in a secret crew to blow up the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon and, you know, whatever else they did. But they, you know, these people really run the world and all these things. And that could be a very disheartening way to live one's life. I mean, if these people are that powerful, that they can get this stuff done, and you can't...
There's nothing
you can do, then why not just build your bunker and go live down there? You know, I mean, like...
Well, some people do that.
That's kind of where that philosophy can lead to some extent.
I think it becomes very depressing after a while. You know, it's like very fatalistic. It's like there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most conspiracy theorists don't believe all the conspiracies. Some of them contradict each other, and as I said, they really get bizarre. You know, they'll go back all the way to the Templar Knights in the first millennia, and they'll talk about a lizard race that apparently hides as Jews, and I'm like, it's bizarre stuff that nobody in their right mind would possibly believe.
Well, my mother was Jewish, and I don't see any scales, so...
Yeah, you don't look scaly to me. Let's take Joey in Charleston, Virginia, listen to WCHV. Joey?
Yeah, how you doing?
Charlottesville, excuse me. Yeah, I'm good.
I really wouldn't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. But I'll put it to you this way. I'm not going to sit there and believe what the government is all going to always tell me.
Sure. Me either.
You know, I mean, let's face it. The government has, you know, for a lot of years conducted in a lot of setups for failure, so to speak.
Yeah.
And getting back to 9/11, me personally, I mean, I've done a lot of research on this. I'm not going to say that they hired these terrorists to come in and blow up the buildings or anything. I wouldn't put it past them to the point of knowing it was going to happen. Let's face it. We went to Iraq when Al-Qaeda was in Afghanistan. You know,
the whole Iraq invasion was really fishy to begin with. There were never any weapons of mass destruction like Bush kept promising. And there's really no justification for going there in the first place.
And, you know, I look at the video a lot on the computer as far as the World Trade Center, and there's only one video about Building 7, you know. Mm-hmm. It's blocks down from where the World Trade Center once stood, and for some reason it just fell out for no reason. You know, it was the only building. Of course, there were other structures around the World Trade Center itself that had been damaged by the fall of the buildings. But, I mean, Building 7 was way down the road from World Trade Center.
See, I don't know whether that's true or not. And this is one of the things about doing my job is I would have assumed World Trade Center, WTC, whatever, 7 was right nearby, 1 and 2. But, you know, I could be, the thing is I don't know, and I don't take people's word. This is the problem that I often get into, is I won't take people's word. I'll have to look it up later, and, of course, then the show's over.
I hear you. But, I mean, it's just it's one thing after another. And I will say this, too. I think after 9/11, I mean, I'm sure everybody's more cautious these days. I know my family and I are. I mean, after all this, even beside 9/11, all the natural disasters that's been going on all over the world. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and I guess
tsunami, hurricane.
Do you think that's caused by the government?
I'll put it this way. I've heard about governments having weapons as far as controlling certain disasters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say all of it maybe is caused by it. I think a lot of it is due to a lot of human activity that's just pretty much catching up to us for the most part. My family and I actually had to flee Arkansas a few months ago and came up here.
Sure.
Because of all the flooding, the tornado, my house got blown away, and it just got too close for comfort. And you got two kids and everything, you know.
Sorry to hear that. That's really scary.
Yeah, well, I mean, ever since 2008, you know, we went through, my uncle got flooded out twice, down there and everything, and then, right before as we were leaving Arkansas, the Mississippi River started flooding, and we almost didn't make it across the Mississippi River. It's just been very scary. We come up here, and all of a sudden there's a 5.8 earthquake, here comes Irene, and so on and so on. It's like, geez, me Christmas, I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of mankind's own doings, for the most part.
One of these things, I mean, so the weather conspiracy theory is one that really kind of gets to me. The suggestion,
The government can control the weather.
Control the weather with a giant Wawa machine in Alaska called HAARP. And this says, well, what about all the, before the government created this machine, what about all the natural disasters that occurred before then? Because often the conspiracy theorists will not let a single natural disaster go by without blaming it in some way or another.
Oh, Mark, we can explain those. Those are God punishing us for the gays.
Well, that's not just, that's bad. It's the Bilderbergers or whomever wants to get us. And I don't know why the Bilderbergers would want to flood Arkansas. I have no idea. And I would love to, But somebody's got a theory on this, and yeah. What to me it loses a level of credibility. Now I understand that the government had a giant wah-wah machine in Alaska that created terrible weather patterns, that they would need to try it out, but. You know, I don't know. I mean, it seems like we hear more about weather than we used to because
the meteorologists can't even predict. Like Hurricane Irene was a good example. They couldn't even really predict, like really close up to when they knew it was coming, but they couldn't predict it very precisely. And so I kind of have a hard time believing that with the imprecise nature and the changeability of different weather patterns that the government could accurately create weather that would target certain regions or people or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about that. I mean, sure. I've heard about HARP and everything. One of the biggest things that I get stuck on when I hear about HARP is the fact of Nikola Tesla, that's where they supposedly got the patent for this machine. He had actually told Congress that he could give everybody free electricity from this one machine. It was that powerful all over the world. That's a lot of power.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be one machine. It would have to be a machine's in different power gets lost over distance. So he would have to generate. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the whole bouncing off the hemisphere and this, that, and the other, and another machine here and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I mean, that was built, back in the 30s, the U.S. government actually took the patent from it, I think, in 43, I believe it was. There's a lot of stuff that we just don't know about. I mean, 16 million secrets every single year.
But it's hard to hide it now with the Internet. Now, I will agree that they used to be pretty good at keeping secrets, but it's going to get harder and harder as the Internet gets better and better. I mean, we're only about one decade into this Internet thing. When you think about how many people were on the Internet in 2001 versus how many are on it now.
Yes.
I worked at work, and we didn't even have computers at our desks in 2001. Computers are much more ubiquitous than they used to be. Joey, thank you for the call. I got to go. 855-450-3733. We welcome your calls on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.